Hello everyone, I'm Oliver Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon now. And of course, I'm a proud member of Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast, and you know, welcome to today's edition of Positive in Pro Wrestling, Episode 6. Just quickly, Impact Wrestling Crossroads is a separate show that we're going to do tomorrow night with myself, Chris Lappin, and Adam. There was no five-star wrestling this week, so that's not been, you know, I can't talk about that. And in terms of Fastlane, we're also doing a review show for Fastlane with myself, Chris Lappin, and Nick Davey tomorrow night. So on this week's show, I'll talk about 205 Live, NXT, Defiant Wrestling, and Pro Wrestling Subjective. So let's get to it, shall we? Okay, so first off, we've got 205 Live and the continuation of the Cruiserweight title tournament. I really enjoyed the two title matches, two title tournament matches. Once again, Mark Andrews against Drew Gulak. Drew Gulak reminds me a lot of Ken Shamrock, especially when he snaps and seems to kind of get in his zone. Mark Andrews' athleticism and technique and ability and agility is just awe-inspiring, in all honesty. He's fantastic, and they meshed together brilliantly, and this was a really good match. Really enjoyed it. Could have gone either way, and Drew looks amazing in this, you know, new kind of serious, aggressive character that he kind of had way back when at the Cruiserweight Classic. So, yeah, that was really good. A really good match. And both guys look good. And obviously, Gulak advances. So that's great. There's been talk of the Cruiserweight tag titles. I always thought they should be in WWE. That's what I meant to say. So there's been talk of that, so we'll see if anything happens with that. Yeah, and the other match of great note on this show is Buddy Murphy versus Mustafa Ali. But before you hear what I've got to say on that, you've got to get to Mustafa Ali's Twitter page for a fantastic promo. It's telling the real life backstory of the man. Brilliant work by Mustafa Ali. Brilliant stuff. In terms of the match itself, it was really well worked. Buddy Murphy looks, you know, as looking amazing, as the best kept secret. They did the one-upsmanship. They stole each other's, you know, taunts and stuff. Mustafa Ali, as well as promo of the week, I would imagine. We're adding new segments as we go along. Move of the week, the 450 splash onto Buddy Murphy's arm was absolutely amazing. It's one of the most brutal uses of a wrestling move against a person's body I've ever seen. It reminded me of the times when, like, Billy Kidman was trying to injure his opponents by doing the shooting star press. So, that was incredible. And that kind of aggressive side of Ali he's not really had that. And the focus, the laser focus he has for this Cruiserweight title and to be in WrestleMania and to win the Cruiserweight title at WrestleMania is incredible. And I believe in everything he's doing. Breaking down the barriers because of his name and the way he looks and stuff. And it's a story you can get behind. This just meshed really well again. Much like his match against Jack Gallagher, Mustafa Ali against Buddy Murphy probably stole the quarterfinals, really. Fantastic match. And once again, pause the podcast and go and watch this match immediately. You won't regret it. It was fantastic. So, yeah, that's my thoughts on 205 Live from the positive perspective. So we'll move on to NXT. There was little, you know, different bits of elements on NXT. I mean, I would have had TM61 beat Authors of Pain somehow, in all honesty, if we don't want to do a bit of fantasy booking, which I, as you know, I like to do. If Authors of Pain get the call up, Nick Miller and Shane Thorne, you know, needed that win. That was probably a bad booking decision, to be honest. Bianca Belair looks like a star. Tommaso Ciampa was amazing in not speaking and, taking the crowd's abuse and like kind of sucking it all in kind of thing. And yeah, Aleister Black against Killian Dane was, a good back and forth match, which could have gone either way. And then Aleister Black was able to pick up the win, and remain undefeated. So I think it's going to be, it's going to be Black versus Almas at NXT TakeOver New Orleans, isn't it? So that should be good. And I believe Aleister Black will take the title then. So yeah, that's NXT for this week.
Yeah, this is Andy Johnson.
And Shed from UK Wrestling Media.
Listening to Broken But Glorious.
And yeah, because of Five Star Wrestling being postponed for a week, I felt we was a little light on shows. So I introduced Defiant Wrestling into the mix. And, here's my thoughts on the show. The positive thoughts. So we had Prince Amin against No Fun Done. And that was a fun comedy match. And it was highlighted by one of the funniest things I've seen this week, and maybe for a short while, or a long time even. Martin Kirby coming out on a kid's police scooter and doing like an American Badass Undertaker impression and putting Dunn off and allowing Amin to get a roll-up victory. So that was quite funny. Gabriel Kidd and Yun Simmons was a good match as well, with Kidd stealing the pinfall, and Gibson's reaction to that was it's heartbreaking for the man who'd been in this Magnificent Seven, and then he's kind of been taken out of it twice. So yeah, the Joe Hendry Show. Joe Hendry, anything he does turns to gold, really. He's fantastic promo guy, really good in the ring, and even great on commentary as well, as we've seen from Five Star Wrestling. So yeah, Aldo Guerra playing a different character this time, playing the villain, is always interesting to see. And with the main event, Aussie Open against Jimmy Havoc and Primate, and Havoc attacks Primate and lies down for Aussie Open to get the pinfall win and lose the Defiant tag team titles. And then Mark Haskins joins with Jimmy Havoc, and then they did beat down the new champions and want to go after the championships. So that was a bit strange, in honesty. Surely the Primate could have been taken out backstage, and then Jimmy Havoc needs a partner, and Mark Haskins answers the call and they have a match. But yeah, so I was bewildered with that booking, in honesty. But alas, that is what happened. So, although I've been told that Defiant Wrestling is must-see, there was elements of a really good show there. And then last but no means least, it is Pro Wrestling Subjective, which I had the pleasure of being a part of last night in Dudley in the West Midlands. And here are my positive thoughts on the show. So we had 2K and CJ Rollins versus the Rogues of Time. And this was just a front sprint of a tag match. Killian Jacobs in particular, his athleticism and his ability is just amazing to see. He just looked amazing in this match. Yeah, and the other match that kind of jumped out at me was the Goddess of Fire, Athena Fury, and Shaz versus Nightshade and much talked about Millie McKenzie. And this was a superb all-action match. And, Millie McKenzie has come such a long way in such a short amount of time. This is now a nationwide star. And to see her on a local show is pretty amazing. She carries herself well. She's amazing in the ring. Those suplexes are incredible. She reminds me, this is the same kind of feeling I had when watching the Disney Princesses at Fight Club Pro Shikara in Wolverhampton in 2016. Nixon Newell and Kimberly and Heidi Lovelace remind me, that's the kind of level she reminds me of, and I think she's only going to get better with age and experience. And it's, you know, talking wrestling, Tom Baker sees himself as her number one fan, and he got on the bandwagon, you know, at the right time, because she's amazing and she's going to head to the top. And when I was watching Fastlane, I'm not going to talk about Fastlane, but when I was watching it, I was thinking her versus Becky Lynch would be pretty amazing in terms of the suplexes. So yeah, the Pro Wrestling Subjective Show, to be fair, was really good from top to bottom. But because I'm on with Chris Lappin and Nick Davey tomorrow night, we're going to talk more in depth about Pro Wrestling Subjective, so those couple of things jumped out at me, really. And yeah, I think that'll wrap it up for another episode of Positive in Pro Wrestling. This is episode 6, and what will it be match of the week wise? Well, on this occasion, there isn't too many matches to think about, you know, in all honesty, looking back on this week's shows. So, but there is, you know, there was one outstanding match which stands out above the rest, and that is dun 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 from the quarterfinals of the Cruiserweight title tournament. Buddy Murphy, the best kept secret, against Mustafa Ali. That was an absolutely incredible match. And like I've said earlier in the podcast, pause this podcast and go and watch that match now. Congratulations to both men. Excellent match. Yeah, and obviously we introduced segment of the week last week. So I think segment of the week this week goes to Tommaso Ciampa for coming out and putting up with the NXT fans' abuse because of making sure Johnny Gargano can't rest in the company anymore. So instead of a hearty clap, I'm going to give him a loud boo. So boo! And yeah, another couple of, you know, of the week kind of things that I was thinking about when I was recording this podcast. Move of the week goes to Mustafa Ali for his 450 splash onto Buddy Murphy's arm. That was absolutely insane. And I think we'll introduce, man or woman of the week, really, I guess we could do Man and Woman of the Week. So Man of the Week is Mustafa Ali. You know, that match against Buddy Murphy was amazing. His promo on Twitter was amazing. His aggressiveness in the match is incredible. His focus and concentration on the WrestleMania opportunity and becoming WWE Cruiserweight Champion is incredible as well. And Woman of the Week goes to Millie McKenzie. This lady's only 17 years old and wrestles like a veteran, carries herself well, her suplexes are devastating, her ring skills are really, really top notch. So I think with experience, she's going to be one of the best female wrestlers in the world, and you know, the sky's the limit for the young lady. So yeah, I hope you enjoy these match of the week, segment of the week, and now we're including move of the week and stars of the week, both male and female. So I hope you, hopefully that's a good addition to the show and you enjoy that element of it. So thank you very much. And I'm Oliver Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective 2016, what a year to be a fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling. Available on paperback and Kindle now. And I'm also a proud member of Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. And coming up on Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast, tomorrow night we have Impact Crossroads Review. We have the WWE Fastlane Review. And on Friday we have part 3, the final part of my interview with 18-year British wrestling veteran Dean Allmark. I hope you've enjoyed parts 1 and 2. And lastly, of course, I have a book signing coming up, my first ever book signing, Saturday the 24th of March 2018 at Pro Wrestling Cartel in the Oasis Market on Corporation Street in Birmingham. And with England playing on the Friday night, it means all the local teams aren't playing because of international duty. So I hope we've looked into a better date as opposed to the 3rd of March when it snowed and we had to postpone. And yeah, I have to say, it's just an absolute thrill. It's a pleasure and honour and a privilege to be doing my first ever book signing in Birmingham, being, you know, that's my home city. You know, I was brought up in Smallheath, Sheldon and Stechford, and it's a place that will always be home to me. So, yeah, if you're a fan of professional wrestling, then, yeah, come along and join us and, you know, we'll have a good Saturday afternoon. We'll have the book signing, a Q&A, a competition. You know, we could do a book reading, you know, a meet and greet kind of thing, photos and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, a couple of hours in the Oasis Market on a Saturday afternoon when there's no football. You know, hopefully you'll join us there. So, yeah, thank you very much. And, yeah, that'll wrap it up for this week's show. A little bit less in time. I hope that's not too much of an inconvenience. But with shows being postponed and other shows, you know, taking over the review slots for tomorrow night, that's all I could deal with, really. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Positive in Pro Wrestling. I'm Oliver Newman. And if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Brummyol. You can like my business page on Facebook, facebook.com/AFansPerspectiveUK. You can interact with me on Facebook, on my personal page, facebook.com/Oliver14Newman. You can follow me on Instagram, instagram.com/Brummyol. And you can follow the show on Twitter, twitter.com/BBGWpod. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now. Bye.